Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's summer. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
From the kitchen, it is a good evening to you and I, UB, at 11:06 on a Friday evening on your Fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there on the other side of the kitchen at 345 Hudson, Peter Hoffman, and no, from the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for the 3-hour Friday into an early Saturday morning schmooze, right up until Sal Licata coming your way at 2 on your Fan, New York City. And we begin with the New York Football Giants. The New York Football Giants from the city that never sleeps, and they're paying a visit to those sleepless in Seattle, or those sleeping with the fishes in Puget Sound, not far from the Space Needle, a few blocks away from the original Starbucks. We will see on Sunday the New York Football Giants take on the Seahawks, so famous for their 12th man. However, their 12th man, as you know, has been replaced by their 12th cardboard cutout, all with umbrellas in case we see some Seattle rain. Now that we have let it be known that the New York Football Giants are the road team, you probably feel that it's very likely it could be a long ride home for the 4-7 first place New York Football Giants. Last week, they didn't look good at all winning. This week, we think they'll look a lot better losing. Once upon a time, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, the New York Football Giants took on a Cincinnati team without Burrow and Mixon. They played well enough to avoid losing a close game. We remember Daniel Jones when both hammies were working. Now 2.5 games without a turnover, and yes, he is listed as questionable for Sunday's game. Unfortunately, Colt McCoy is listed as questionable, and he's starting. We remember the day Evan Ingram had. We remember those yards after contact running downhill from Gallman. We remember the improvement from the offensive line. You'll remember the plays made by Peppers, the tackle for the loss defending the pass. You'll remember the pick from that kid from Dartmouth wearing a black belt with his blue suit. You'll remember Logan Ryan forcing that loose ball. You're not going to forget the final defensive play of the game from Sheard and Leonard Williams forcing the separation from Allen and the football when you could finally exhale. But this was Cincinnati. In Seattle, the New York Football Giants must be a little bit better. They must run and use the clock and convert enough third downs to keep the defense from running out of breath. The offense must not drop. The defense must make a big stop. And nobody should be missing any assignments, and nobody should be missing any tackles. They must hold on to the football and not cause any yellow flags to appear. What they must avoid in Seattle is really what all of us saw too much of in Cincinnati. And what we saw were a number of things they must not repeat in the Pacific Northwest. They must not. They must not, he says, do things like this.
This was always going to be close, and it will be close probably right down to the wire.
Brandon Wilson to the 20, 10, 5, touchdown Bengals, 102 yards.
I'm proud of the way we did some things. Obviously, there's things we got to look at the tape and clean up. We have to have a good week of preparation this week going on our next opponent. But, you know, for right now, you know, we kind of keep the focus on how we played, what we have to correct going forward, you know, what the health of our team is once that declares, and what we do for the next opponent.
He is not satisfied with the progress that we've made. We need to continue to push hard. We've got a long way to go, but we have made progress.
And I'm doing just fine. I'm always riding on my feet. In the nick of time, I'm out of skin on my teeth. I ain't gonna stress, because the worst ain't happened yet. Something's watching over me like sweet serendipity.
Jones takes the snap, little play fake, zips it over the middle, wide open is Ingram, and then the ball came loose, and it's picked up by the Bengals. Von Bell's got it.
Maybe we just try it again. Maybe it needs a different touch.
Yeah.
Jones back, throws one to the right, completes it to Gallman, and he's got the first down. Jones got hurt, and he's grabbing his right hamstring.
Things worked out a little different from the way I thought.
Felt it on that play, and looked to rehab it, to do whatever I can to heal it up as fast as I can.
I ain't gonna stress, because the worst ain't happened yet. Something's watching over me like sweet serendipity.
Boy, we've got our work cut out for us, but I've seen worse.
Huber to punt. Oh, they run a fake. Running to his right, and Sean Williams runs for a first down.
Off play action. Allen looking for the end zone. Trying to adjust to it is Tyler Boyd.
Pass interference. Number 30. Defense.
Boyd takes the snap. Play fake. Rolls right. He's got Goldman wide open, who makes the catch.
Holding. Number 75. Offense.
Sounds like you got your work cut out for you, so I'll just leave you to it.
Allen back to throw. He's going to get sacked. The ball is loose and recovered by the Giants at the 38-yard line.
I'm proud of the improvement they've made. I'm proud of how they come to work every day with a mindset of improving and going forward. They're responding the right way, and we get the results we need.
And I'm doing just fine. I'm always landing on my feet. In the nick of time, I'm out of the skin of my teeth. I'm gonna stress, cause the worst ain't happened yet. Something's watching over me.
So the New York Football Giants, really, even though they won last week, are going to have to play a lot better to keep it as close as most of their games outside of the 49er game. The New York Football Giants really have to bring their A game for Sunday's game with the Seahawks. And you know, we all know the Pete Carrolls have the three best offensive players that'll be on the field with Wilson and Metcalf and Lockett. So the Giants need to avoid beating themselves if they want to at least keep it that close on Sunday. Adam Gase, again, from today, and from yesterday, and from all the time he has been with the New York Jets, when will it end? I think safe to say about 5 weeks from now. We know Adam Gase has been known to speak with a forked tongue. And after five more games, he'll have to decide where to go when he gets to the fork in the road. He is not, we all know, it's easy to say, it's obvious, he is not the great communicator, and today was put in a situation that really should have been handled by Joe Douglas. He was unable to explain what's going on with Alex Lewis, who was benched last week and is now on the NFI list. And so he's not going to be playing for at least 3 weeks. Now, the NFI list can mean two things. One, it can mean non-football injury or non-football illness. And yes, we did hear that he had a heated exchange with Gaze in practice a week or so ago. And then this afternoon, we were hearing that, although Gaze does deny the heated exchange, and that means they probably had one. But nonetheless, Gaze did deny any kind of heated exchange, but that had been reported. And then also we heard from this afternoon about a fight he had with Joe Flacco. But even if all of this is true, there may be more to the Alex Lewis story, more of a personal nature that is really, let's be honest about this, none of our business. If there is more personal matters that needs to be addressed, and be that with his family or with himself. Now, what the Jets should have done with this situation with Alex Lewis was have Douglas release a statement and have Gaze refer today to that statement and then move on with the game coming up with the Raiders. With no Lewis, the Jets will now have their seventh different offensive line combination. Nothing like continuity up front. And George Fant is back at right tackle for the Jets and the Raiders, as you probably know by now, without their leading ball carrier, Josh Jacobs, and without their leading tackler, their safety, Jonathan Abram. And what of Adam Gaze from yesterday? Was he speaking the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but? Was that Adam Gaze with accountability and honesty yesterday? And yes, it was. Eye and ear witnesses reported it was really him.
Tom Poston, Peggy Cass, Orson Bean, and Kitty Carlisle on To Tell the Truth.
I came here to help him develop his career, and, you know, we haven't been able to do that.
Here goes Darnold out. Picked off on the play! He may take it all the way! Trouble with the snap. Here he goes. Here comes more. Darnold will be taken down. Darnold intercepted by Rhodes! He's thrown a second interception.
Never know why, don't know how. To tell the truth, 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 truth. You don't know how to tell the truth.
Keep trying to help him grow. Keep trying to help him, you know, develop and see things the way that he needs to see them and play the way that I've seen him play in certain games.
Intercepted on the play. A second pick six thrown by Jets quarterback Sam Darnold.
Darnold. Well protected, trying to spin out and cannot. And that's not good to see Darnold grab at that right shoulder.
But at the same time, that's what's frustrating sometimes about the quarterback position is you do need 10 other guys to do their job as well.
Darnold now throwing and intercepted. That one batted down at the line of scrimmage, picked out of the air. Darnold tripped up and goes down at the 20-yard line.
It's a lie, lie, I should say goodbye, but I'm going to try to teach you how.
It's on me to get him to play better than what he's played. You know, right so far, I haven't done a good enough job. I have to just keep trying to help him, keep trying to, you know, help our staff put together good game plans.
Darnold chased out, rolling right, throws on the run, and a terrible pass picked off. Darnold's pass is picked off.
Keep trying to work as hard as we possibly can to put him in the best position possible.
Well, you got to figure it's not going to get any worse, right? I mean, we have to see and should see and probably will see, I say somewhat with hesitation, improvement, because it can't get any worse, can it, for Sam and the New York Jets? Let us hope that beginning this weekend with the fancy game plan, that Sam will be handing off less to Gore and throwing more to Perriman and Crowder and Mims, And you know if that happens and Sam can throw a touchdown pass and the Jets can score more than 3 points in a game, you know that it'll be from Adam Gase and those wonderful post-game press conferences. It was more his coaching than anything else that made Sam look like an NFL quarterback. But because maybe now he's into humility and into a little bit of honesty, he might even give Sam some credit for improving his game. And so Sam probably thinks, alone with his own thoughts, that whether he looks better over the next five games or not, he's probably gone as the Jets go for a Trevor Lawrence. So Gay is having to come up with the humility card to try and, save a job he really lost a long time ago. And I think that's why he had to change the tune 24 hours ago, trying to be honest and straightforward and candid, and also knowing that with no place to go but up with improvement, even if it's going from the basement to the first floor and not all the way up to the penthouse, he will be taking some credit. And probably if that is the case and the Jets continue to lose, but Sam looks to be a little bit improved, he will try and use his end of it, his part in it, as doing some better coaching, and of course would like to come back next year and help Sam improve a little bit more, or better said, to work with Trevor Lawrence and the adjustments he would have to make in the NFL. Well, either that or Adam Gase has come to the conclusion that by being a little bit humble and being more straightforward and more honest about everything, that maybe he has a better chance now of getting to heaven. Before we take a break and get to your telephone calls, what is going on with Kyrie Irving? In lieu of speaking to the media today, he decided to write to them. Apparently, he only talks to teammates and to the voices that call out to him when he's alone with his own thoughts. He wanted to make sure his message would be properly conveyed. And what he wanted to properly convey was he wants to win and have fun. And, of course, who needs to say it when you can spend some time having the public relations department print that out for you? And you can guess that talking to the media for him is no fun. Now, he's a smart guy, this Kyrie Irving. His written words prevents one radio guy I know of who would have taken his audio and put some Twilight Zone music in the background. And we would like to let Kyrie know that at least one member of the media that I know of won't be talking to him either. So he'll never have to explain why the earth to him looks more like a pancake than a basketball. And the latest with the New York Metropolitans is nothing that's there to report. Nothing to rumorize about today with the New York Metropolitans. And the latest with the New York Yankees when it comes to conversation, maybe, when it comes to rumorizing and some speculation. And here's what I was reading with the rumor. If the Yankees were to, I'm taking this verbatim from the report, if the Yankees lose LeMahieu, they might be interested in Brantley. Well, here's a prediction. The New York Yankees have both of them by opening day. And there's no way that LeMahieu is going to be leaving. The Yankees wants to be a Yankee. The Yankees want him. Brantley may be an addition. He's a left-handed bat. His last two seasons, a little over 300, a contact hitter. You know, yes, he's an outfielder, but insurance also for DH. He's another option for DH, if you will. And also, God forbid, if somebody in right field that we know of has to miss some time, certainly Brantley over there. And Brantley can also play a little bit of first base. He's a professional baseball player. So lots on the table with Week 13 coming up with the New York Football Giants in Seattle. And, of course, with the Jetropolitans and the Raiders getting together, the Raiders getting blown out by Atlanta last week. Their playoff chances are somewhat slim. We kind of think that they held up the silver and black, kind of held up the white flag last week and just not showing up against Atlanta. Maybe they were overlooking the Falcons for the New York Jets. We shall talk from Week 13, baseball and basketball and everything and anything else over the next couple of hours. So no from the 1-877-337-6666. And we'll take it right up until Sal Licata and Sal coming your way at 2 on your Fan New York.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.